This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Dislocating something on your body, it is very painful. First time I dislocated my shoulder, it wouldn't go back in. It took 2 hours. I had to go to hospital. They had to put me under.
Is it like, I mean, does it get to a stage, because I know your shoulders now pop out when you dive into a pool. Do you, like in Lethal Weapon, just smash your shoulder against a wall?
No, it's very quick. So I had shoulder reconstructions on both shoulders. Mm. So they don't pop out fully, but I can feel it quickly pop out and it goes back in.
Oh, Georgie, who works on the team, has the same thing.
But when it goes out, it is the most... And when it is out, you don't realise how many muscles and tendons that you use around your shoulder just to do everyday things, just to get up, maybe to walk or get out of a seat, and that just pain just sears through your body. I also watched Tim Boston down at the Port Nalunga Footy Club
Timmy
one
Boston.
Night. We'd had a few drinks and Danny O'Keefe picked him up and someone said, I bet you can't pick up Timmy Boston. Picked him up with his hands above his head and then unfortunately fell backwards. Timmy landed on the ground and dislocated his elbow.
See, that's meant to be really hard to do.
And that's very painful because Timmy Boston's elbow was at right angles.
Oh.
Someone vomited. Someone had to go outside and vomit because they couldn't look at him.
Don't.
But there's a woman over in the States. She's an influencer. She yawned so hard that she dislocated her jaw. It looks like a joke.
So is she stuck like that? Is it like lockjaw mouth open?
It's like lockjaw.
Ha!
She cannot close her mouth. Yeah, and that's how she had to talk to the hospital. Jenna Sinatra.
It's not funny.
Is her name from New Jersey. And yeah, the old baby blue eyes and she can't close her mouth.
That's the thing. It looks like she's actually trying to live up to the family name and sing a song. You can't actually talk with your mouth wide open.
Well, you can.
I've never tried that before.
You can.
You try it.
Well, you can get things out.
Didn't hear anything.
What did I say, Jez?
Hayley's pregnant with Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
got him.
Wow. You can do it. But dislocations, 13, 24, 10. Johnny in Campbelltown, what happened to your finger, John?
I was playing tackle footy with my brother in the backyard.
Got a bit of a dislocated phone line, John, you might say.
It was a dislocated finger, and my dad actually popped it back in for me.
Yeah.
And then it happened again, playing football about a year later, and now it's that bad, I can actually just pop it in and out.
Pop it in and out, it's all loose.
Yourself,
yeah,
John.
I've seen that a couple of times, John, where someone has to pull the finger, almost like stretching the spring out, and then put it back into place.
Do you know what, though? It is the biggest relief when it goes back in. Oh, it feels so good.
And you know when a body part doesn't look like it should be?
No.
It really is gut-churning.
Leah and Kirrawee, what have you dislocated, Leah?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
I've got fibromyalgia, so it's like I'm getting dislocated every day. Like, it's just awful. And my mum, for years, God bless her, she's passed now. She used to massage it back in and stuff like that for me because it used to be the base of my spine. But
what have you got? What's the condition?
Fibromyalgia.
So fibromyalgia.
What dislocates, Leah?
Everything. I've had my shoulder. I've dislocated that a couple of times.
Wow.
And it's just awful. But it's like invisible pain. So it's like my arm's broken. Like today it's in my elbow. Like it just moves and floats.
Oh, my God. Leah, is there any more you can do for that besides bandage yourself up?
Leah,
no.
Is it a good party trick, Leah?
Go in ice baths are good.
Leah, can you, just while we've got you there, Leah, can you try and talk with your mouth wide open?
No, don't do that to Leah.
Mother's Day.
Hey, well, do you know what? You're a magnificent mum yourself, Leah. We're sending out $100 to spend at Flowers for everyone, so stay on the line.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Sissy.
No worries.
Good on you, Leah.
Liz in West Pennant Hills. What happened to you, Liz?
When I was in high school, I was doing a dance concert.
Yeah.
Slipped in the middle of the routine, dislocated my hip.
Oh.
Stood up, Finished the dance, got on stage, couldn't walk, had to relearn to walk for the next 12 weeks.
Oh my God, you finished the dance, Liz.
Yep. So adrenaline.
So I heard hips are even more painful than shoulders and elbows,
Liz. It's excruciating.
Yeah, what was the dance, though? Do you remember?
Up there with childbirth.
Do you remember the music that was playing, Liz, what were you dancing to?
Rhythm Nation.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't pull out of that.
It's Rhythm Nation in the system, Tom. We're playing it next.
Oh, wow.
Liz, you would have had to go under for them to put your hip back in, but then you had to learn to walk again.
No, it went back in itself.
Oh, good effort.
Thank God.
The pain must have been unbelievable. We're going to give you some...
Unbelievable.
Oh, hang on. Have we got a bit of music? Have we
got Rhythm Nation.
Sorry. We've taken it out of the system so Liz doesn't have to hear it again.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.